It's Superhero, and you're listening to Inspirato Projecto.
Okay, so I'm editing wedding videos, and I'm currently listening to, by Stuart Wilde, I'm listening to The Infinite Self. It blows me away how many revelations and examples this guy is using in this completely mesh with usu, with ubiquitous serendipitous ubiquity. It's astounding. So I'm listening to this infinite self.
That's the sacred way. Step 26 is physical discipline. As you probably understand now from listening to these sessions, the journey towards the infinite self is one of discipline. So it isn't an easy journey. You know, when you watch TV, people promise you
so
the world. Send 39.
I'm reading, so I'm listening to this. And meanwhile, I'm editing this wedding video. And right now, they just tied the knot, so to speak. Right? So you could get a chance to hear this. Here we go.
This is the infinity knot, and they're tied together forever. Thank you.
The infinity knot. The infinity knot. So they just enacted the whole tying the knot thing that we always hear about. They actually truly tied the knot. And it's called the infinity knot. How incredible. How incredible.
You're going to have to become your own healer. You're going to have to understand the physical body and learn about it and care for it. You're going to have to create physical disciplines in order to not only heal your body, refresh it, but to take it to a new place.
This is just so incredible. This is great. I mean, this thing is like 5 hours of the 33 steps. As soon as this is done, I'm going to play it again. I'm going to play it all throughout. A lot of times when I'm doing these wedding videos, I don't really even need to listen to the sound. I'm just picking out little tiny little bits. Other times, I am doing the sound, but I can also keep other stuff going on at the same time. It really pays off to listen to like positive speakers, like motivational speakers, people who have nuggets of information that help you along the way. It's just phenomenal. And to have this synchronization happening just explodes my brain. You're listening to Inspirato Projecto, and there's going to be a lot more of these synchronicities coming up. The ubiquitous serendipitous ubiquity is flowing.
Hello, Mr. Mulbrath.
It is.
Genus and species.
Oh, geez, it's suddenly... I did not try to do any recording, so we're
stuck at
it's
six.
Record-
it, whoops. Eight? Well, it's skipping now.
Now it's moving.
Are you never not recording
now we're suddenly... this one is accidental. I was trying to save the last thing I just did,
what
and now all of a sudden it's...
Pauly Shores right now.
Well, I was asking about the mulberry.
All around?
Yeah, all the mulberry.
All around. The grapes, the wine grapes. That
yeah, what are your thoughts about the grapes?
I think the mulberry has some role to play in the grape, the process of making wine.
Oh, that's what I was wondering. That's what I was wondering. Can you make wine from the mulberries?
No, I think it just plays a part in the process.
Oh, okay.
Are you looking at this? Are you digging the scene right now?
I am, dude.
You look like they're having a wine flight.
I'm digging it the most, man. I'm digging it the most. Look at this. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, if you could see where the stage is set up right here. We've been so blessed with playing out in the nature lately. Nature. Oh my God, this is beautiful, beautiful.
Here's your fun fact. James Cameron sought Hollywood funding for the movie Titanic, not because he wanted to make the movie, because he wanted to dive to the shipwreck. Stay tuned to Inspirato Projecto for more fun facts.
This is great. Now, Now, oh, here, let's spread out a little bit, just so these can... So, now, what is your name, sir?
I'm Tony Armour, and I directed Portrait of a Superhero.
That is so fantastic. How did you first come across him?
Superhero and I actually met in the gym, probably 2001, 2002, and became friends and then started filming all kinds of stuff. And and just last December, I usually take the last 2 weeks of the year off, and I had 10 years of footage of us sitting around doing things. And I was like, why don't I just make a documentary about you? And he's like, yeah, go ahead. And we did one more interview, the main interview that you see with him and his wife, and then some B-roll. And I just put the thing together, basically.
So that was over the course of 10 years, everything that you had compiled?
Oh, yeah, a lot of that footage, yes.
You know, you get a vacation and you want to edit stuff, and all the editors I know told them that. One of them said, if I had to go on a vacation and edit something, I would kill myself. So that just goes to show what kind of a filmmaker you are. When he's not doing his film job, he wants to edit things. So
that's incredible. Well, you know, I think it also probably helps a lot with the subject that he had. You're very dynamic. Your whole story is dynamic. So I can see why he'd want to jump in there and put that together.
I really appreciate him doing it. Yeah, I was in the HBO documentary in 2011 called Superheroes that you probably can still see on HBO Go if you look for it.
You can. Yes,
that's good to know. And I kind of thought this was a really nice capstone to everything that I'd done over the course of the past 20 years. You know, a lot of people are, you know, worried about securing their legacy or leaving something that lasts or something like that. But I don't need to worry about that because Tony took care of it for me. So
if you have 10 years worth of material, I mean, that actually could be one of those, you know, a Hulu series or Netflix series or something.
There is a lot that I didn't put in there. I could have probably made a feature documentary, but I only wanted to spend about 2 weeks doing it, so I didn't want to, you know, kind of go crazy with it. Yeah, how long can I got vacation, how long can I put this thing together? So, there's things percolating. I might start writing a feature script version and see what we could do, tell some childhood stories.
Yeah, we were actually discussing who would play me in a feature length. Would it be either Michael Chiklis or Hugh Dillon? Which one?
Chiklis.
There you go.
Now, have you gotten a chance, Superhero, to meet any of your childhood idols, any of your favorite...
Oh, yeah. You could see...
Who?
Well, you could see in the room a lot of the autographs and everything like that. I met Adam West. That was the highlight of it. That was I'll never forget that. That was one moment it was actually kind of funny. I took Lady Hero with me and she says, you don't want to meet him. And I was like, for the love of God, why? And she says, he's 80 years old now. He's going to... And I was like, oh, I see what you're driving at. He's not going to be Batman. He's going to be this little old man. And I said, well, maybe he'll come out of his iron lung long enough to sign autographs for people and this kind of thing. So we get to Orlando, and sure enough, he comes out from behind the curtain looking like Tarzan, all tan and everything like that. And he says, who's this muscular young man right here? Shakes my hand, and he goes, and she's like, that's him? Oh, my God. And she was just enamored with him. But it was so funny because she was because even in the comics, Batman, if you look in the future books and stuff, he's like in his 70s and 80s, and he's still kicking ass and taking names, and that's what Adam West was. So, yeah, he'd aged very well.
It's fantastic. I think when you have a youthful spirit, you live longer. Oh, yeah, I'm going to ask this guy some questions here. So, Under the Flowers,
yes.
You did, huh?
Yes, yes.
And what is your name?
Richard Wilson.
So how long did it take for you to edit all that? My gosh, it's like every 2 or 3 seconds there's like a new sound coming in.
I know. Well, we edited that over probably a course of about a... I edited that about over the course of about a month and a half.
That's it?
That's it.
Month
we shot,
all
we shot it in 2 days. And we...
What the heck?
I've been doing this, like making short films for a long time. I had another company for a long time called Outreach Arts. That did a lot of activist-related things, mental health-related things for kids. And we worked with nonprofits all over the country where they were all shorts that were like icebreakers to get people to talk about the issues in schools and things like that. Did that for about 25 years. one of our outreach arts actors is here tonight, Kyle Kreiner.
Oh, fantastic. And, hello.
And we did that. And then basically 25 years is a long time, and I got burnout. And I love the work, but I couldn't do it. Man, Chili Films is what we started. I said, hey, I remember when I used to do all this stuff, when I used to love Godzilla and Batman and all the good stuff. I loved watching that. And it took me back, and I said, well, let me take a shot. We did a short called The Halloween Girl, which was very, everybody liked that. Then I said, I'm going to take it further. I'm going to do something called Under the Flowers, bring her in, create this whole world. We did that. People liked that. And then we did the second one, and we've got a whole bunch written. So we've created a whole universe, basically.
So it looked like, in the credits there, it said that was season one?
Season two, actually.
Oh, that was season two,
yeah.
So how many, okay, so I'm imagining that each of those...
I gave season one a credit because we used stuff from season one in that, so that's what it was.
Oh, gotcha. So did you put them out, each of those little segments onto YouTube or something, or how did that work?
They're actually, we did that at first, and then we have a distributor called OP Prime TV, and all our Mad Shelley film stuff goes through there, so the first three things that we've done, so, you know, we're keeping
so people can see the stuff just,
yes,
like
on
OP
Prime TV is like a Netflix type place for indie filmmakers, and that's where all our stuff is for Under the Flowers.
And so do they put out each entire season at a time?
Yeah,
or
they got them
just
all out, whatever we have is there, so, you know, they just kind of drop them, you know.
That's cool. Now, do you do all the effects and everything?
Yeah.
Do you do all the editing,
yeah,
and everything?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! There's so many layers that are going on.
Thank you very much.
It's crazy.
I appreciate that.
Do you do the sound? Do you do the music too?
I didn't write the music. No. Zach Ziegler, who was in the film, who was the guy trying to knife the. He actually is a wonderful singer songwriter from Pennsylvania, and he has done the music for all our Mad Shelley stuff and some of the Outreach Arts stuff actually. So he's wonderful.
It was just so
they're a great cast. They really are.
You never could really truly get your... I could never truly get my bearings in it because I was just like, ooh! I was like trying to figure it out, and it was like...
Good.
This is probably my third time seeing this thing, and I'm like, okay, I think I might kind of have a little bit of a handle on what's going on here.
Yeah, there's a lot going on at once. It's everything in the kitchen sink in this one. I said I'm just putting it all in this stuff.
Which is great because each time you see it, you notice a new layer.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Can you pass it
on
to for me, please? Okay, so you did... Oh, you guys, can we scoot down this way a little bit? I'm noticing that these poor guys are getting squashed up against the... Oh, thank you, guys. Okay, so
yeah.
You, great job with the... You did Cold.
Yes.
And what is your name?
I'm Ed Wright.
So
yes.
did you put it together? I noticed you acted in it. Did
I'm the director and the writer, but I had a good team, an editor, a great producer. They all helped, and it's a great... I owe so much to the team. It really is.
What's interesting is I like how it's kind of a Twilight Zone episode. Like, you're not expecting what you're about to see.
Yeah, it's like a psychological salad that came out of my head, and I don't know where it really came from. A girl I met on a mental ward, I was an intern there, you know, learning psychology, but she'd been horribly abused, but she was beautiful. But she was like some kind of angel, but psychotic, nuts, from the abuse. A beautiful minister, a young ministerial intern who'd inspired me. I'm not really a church person, but wow, I almost joined because of her, you know, and also a girl who rejected me, you know, so I guess that's the guy who's getting beat up in the kitchen. You know, she really made me feel low sometimes, take me up, make me feel real low, so I think that's where that came from, but I can't really tell you where it all came out of. It just sort of formed.
Well, it's neat how it's a showing without telling kind of thing. Because you're not really giving us... You're not telling what the heck...
It's great you spotted that. That was really what I wanted to do. Show, don't tell, and leave things open to interpretation so that you can read your own thing in and fill in some of the blanks on your own. I think people enjoy that more, trying to solve the mystery a little bit as you watch. So
yeah, because you're just definitely not expecting her to bludgeon that nice guy, right? And it was very gory. That was another unexpected thing, too.
Professional makeup artist did that. The guy who did Vincent Price around the time he did Thriller. Not for the Thriller video, but he worked with a lot of stars in Hollywood, and he's really good. He did a great makeup job. He had all these different kinds of bloods. A blood that sticks to clothing but doesn't run, or sticks to your skin but won't... All these different techniques. He was amazing. And that I put that in because I wanted to tell you that same old hackneyed story of down girl, guy comes into her life, lifts her up, and it's happily ever after. No, it's not. Some people don't want to be saved by love. And that's Deborah, my lead character. She doesn't want to be saved by love. She just wants to be left alone.
So what was that like? Was it tricky to try to be the director and the actor in the scene at the same time? How did you...
was tough, and I'm glad I looked all right up there, because, yeah, you know, got so many things going on in my head at the same time. And Mary, who played Deborah, is so accomplished, much more than me. It was kind of intimidating working alongside her. By the way, she's a really cheerful, outgoing person. It was hard to get her to play that sometimes because she'd suppress a giggle. But most of the time, she said it was really hard for her to do that, very emotionally hard. She was abused as a kid. I didn't even know that before I got it. I just knew she was right for it. Figures out she was emotionally abused by her brother, thrown downstairs, you know, awful stuff. And she drew on that to, you know, turn off the cheerful and get... She really felt what she was feeling on screen. It wasn't like hamming it up. I didn't know that until afterwards. But when I was watching her, I could tell she was going through something. So she said at the time it was one of the most difficult roles for her to do emotionally. And, you know, I believe it. But, you know, she still managed to laugh a few times.
Now, was this your first time seeing it on a screen?
Yeah, that was something, and I'm happy that it held up. I've only seen it on a small screen. You never know when it's blown up.
It's quite a surprise, right?
Yeah, yeah. It thank goodness it worked, you know. So, yeah, yeah.
So, can you hand the microphone over to this fine gentleman here?
Yes.
All right, this is so great. We have superheroes here. So what is your name, sir?
It's Mr. Extreme.
And how long have you been helping out folks?
Actually, this year now it's 20 years. Yeah, 20 years.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
What was the defining moment in you choosing this particular alter ego?
Oh, it's a long story. just got tired of the violent victimization of innocent people, getting you know, shot and killed, beat up and bullied. I just wanted to go out and make a difference and found this community and just channeled it. Yeah.
That's fantastic. What are some of your favorite feats that you have performed?
Probably the highlight of that I can think of my career is probably stopping a sexual assault. Yeah, we stopped a sexual assault out on patrol. This guy was trying to, like, drag this woman behind an electrical box, and we came up upon it, and we stopped it, and we got the cops and arrested the guy. That's probably the biggest thing that I can think of, yeah.
That's fantastic. I'm glad you're out there helping people out. And
yeah, doing what we can, trying to inspire people and be a good role model. And now that I saw this film, this is gives me even more inspiration because, you know, even though I've been doing it for a long time, but I myself also need to be inspired. And I think this guy right here is very inspiring, yeah.
That's great. Can you pass the microphone to him? I'm curious about what he... Now, what, can you share with everyone what your name is, sir? Here, let me stand over here.
My name is Heavier.
How many years have I been on this one?
About 3 years.
Okay. And then I have been gang affiliation. I drug dealed, and then I had a lot of people that died. So I saw the HBO documentary. Then I have another friend that does this. So I've been doing this for about 3 years. And this guy been whooping my butt and actually keeping me out of trouble. This is my buddy right here.
This is my fantastic.
Right here. So I'm just tired of seeing that, you know, because I've been homeless. I've seen people on drugs. I've been on drugs. And I've been stabbed. I almost died a bunch of times. I'm just tired of seeing people like yourselves that work hard and then they end up homeless, just like that movie I seen. And then just seeing people just down themselves, get on drugs, and just basically off each other off. So, and if it wasn't for me actually meeting this man, even though his belly's a little more bigger than mine, even though he likes to watch, what is that you like to watch?
Power Rangers.
okay. So, this badge actually changed my life. But this is just a badge. It doesn't mean anything, and I learned a lot patrolling with this man, and it's a bunch of times because he's actually my boss at my work. So there's a bunch of times this man wanted to rip my head off. So it's been a pleasure watching the movie. And does anyone else want a mic?
One mic?
Well, I think we have to end our. I hate to say it, but I think we have to actually end this segment because they gotta get the next movie going. But thank you guys so much for coming out and being a part of this. And please make sure you take some photos of this as well while you're here.
Tony will get it to you. We'll shoot it to you.
Yeah, let me.
Great job.
It's so exciting, you guys.
Thank
this
you.
Is
great
so.
Job too.
Yeah,
very rich.
Oh,
texture.
Thank you very much.
So
I appreciate
rich.
It. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, well, yeah. You guys.
Thank you. I didn't get a chance to thank
oh,
you.
Oh, I'm Kurt.
Kurt.
Yes.
Nice to meet you, and thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, thanks tonight. For this.
Oh,
this
I love
great.
Seeing everyone get a kick out of seeing their movies up on the screen.
Really,
I love
seeing the other movies too. They're so
imaginative. Very impressive selection. I was going to say the same thing. Very impressive selection. I mean, other festivals are like, yeah, you know, good and all, but this was. Really well thought out.
I mean, it was really
yeah.
difficult
Why?
Picking
totally.
Out what we're going to put up here. I mean, you look through hundreds of these films, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm starting to go insane. Do I even want to do this? And, you know, and then when these moments happen, you're going, yeah, it's all worth it. You know, all the all this craziness, like, it's worth it, like,
very
trying
nicely
to sift through
curated.
It all.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you so much.
Rich, I mean that, yeah, because you could just, it was like, wow, this is really good. Everything's very consistent, very cool, so. Good for you guys, man.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you
cool.
so much.
Yeah. It's tomorrow. So.
And I love seeing like the filmmakers and the creators meet each other
and get to
you know, network
Absolutely.
With each other and exchange.
Yeah.
Because who knows who's going to end up working with each other
right.
in the future.
Well, exactly.
I talked to some guys who were in the festival, I don't know, it was a couple of days ago.
Right,
and they met at a different festival,
right.
decided to join forces, make a movie,
totally
and then
agree.
They entered it into
totally
this
agree.
Festival.
And I finally found you guys this year, and I said, oh, I really hope I get into this one, because
you
sounded
gosh.
So cool.
Thank
like
you so
us.
Much.
You sounded like us.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, I'm going to be really sad if we don't get it, because they sound like our people.
Oh, my gosh, totally. You know? We love this kind of... You know, the Twilight Zone-ish kind of what? Here's a twist
that's,
and the and the supernatural and the you know the unconventional. I mean, you know, watching the superhero, like I was crying the first time
I saw it.
I'm like,
great.
Oh god, it's like watching the. Have you seen the new Mr. Rogers documentary yet?
I haven't seen it because I'm actually like waiting
it's so
to. Go,
sweet.
I kind of know that I'm going to get all.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's like
those,
it's like going
yeah.
back to being like you know three, and I'm going to be you know so.
Oh my god! Yeah.
I mean, when he died, it was like Linda and I were like.
Oh my gosh!
Know?
I'm
I really
so happy.
Learned something about you know I didn't know about this movement till I saw this. At first, I thought he was a fictional character.
Yeah. I vaguely heard something about
and
it.
These
I
mean, guys really go out and do this stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's so cool. It's so
good. Get up. I have like a Deadpool type of look.
Oh, cool.
Fantastic. Yeah.
You got a whole Deadpool?
Well, hold on.
Kind of? Oh, you got a photo of yourself?
You
oh, yeah. Let's see that.
Yeah. Okay. I'll show you. YouTube gets in real quick.
This is so cool. And so you saw an HBO documentary about him.
No,
that inspired you to get in contact with him?
I actually know a friend that actually knew him and knew about it. And then,
wow.
Yes, it's actually a long story. This is me right here.
Exactly.
So I figured, that? Good one. Good one.
While you're searching for that, the only guy I had heard of, the only superhero that I had heard of, I think his name was Phoenix Jones? That was the one guy I had heard of before I heard about any of you guys. Why, have you met him?
No, what I'm happy about.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah.
But he was the first one that I had ever heard about, and now it's great to come across you guys. And
hold on, find a good one.
Yeah. And now I got my lens on.
Was that you in Black Pumpkin?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I thought so.
Yeah,
so
we're going to be showing here on October. Oh, yeah,
tomorrow
night for the last thing.
Yeah,
it's
that looks scary as hell.
It is. It's like a Halloween.
That's me, the yellow guy.
Oh my god, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's.
You have like body armor?
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
And you shine in the nighttime, right? Like, oh, who's that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool. Oh, and what is your name, miss?
Oh, Magda. Nice
I'm Kurt. Nice to
meet
you. So you two put this together?
No.
She lives out here.
I live out here.
Oh, you live out here?
She drove up from West Hollywood.
So how did you? We went on a skiing trip.
Well, no, he told me about it, but we went on a skiing trip like a couple years ago. His friend. We have a mutual friend, so and that's how it happened. And their film majors.
Whenever I come out to LA, I get out here a few times a year, we grab dinner or drink or whatever. Just
that is so exciting to know that you happen to be out here during this time.
Yeah.
Like, how cool is that when you have friends across the country and then you happen to be in there for a special occasion and they're able to come by and check it out?
He just randomly, like, comes here and there.
I'll be like, hey, I'm going
to
be in LA next week. Are you around? You're like,
yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah, but no, so this is your third year doing this?
Yeah. Oh, it's so rewarding to meet all the filmmakers and to see all the different films coming through, and then for them to meet each other, and
so
they
great.
Get kicked, you know, get a kick out of each other's stuff.
So you have one that's missing from
the Black
tonight,
Widow,
too, or two,
as opposed
two
to a super.
Well, what do you mean?
Oh, the homeless film.
The homeless one. Idiot.
Oh yeah, no,
he's
I don't think
here.
They're here. I don't think they're
yeah,
here.
Yeah, but
I was
curious.
I wanted to know about the budget on that.
Yeah. Cinematography was great.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that production company funded it. I was just curious to see because I work for commercial production company. We did something similar for something else. So
was it pretty expensive to do?
I mean, it's a process because, you know, you have to go through, you know, different, you know, sound design, and then you have the people doing the music. You know, we had to, like, find a place. It was for, like, a, you know, I forgot what it was for, like, these new directors that are up and coming. Like, every year they put on, like, a show.
Oh, gotcha.
So they'll, like, pick out 10 directors, somebody puts on the show, and they find it.
Great job.
So,
yeah, oh, that's cool.
That's what I was, but yeah, but basically, we funded it. So, like,
no,
we worked with, like, Work Editorial and, like, a couple other, like, people. But yeah, it took a minute.
Yeah,
it took
amazing.
A minute. And, I mean, it looked good,
and
but,
looked actually like
I mean, some
did.
Of the other ones
I
that were
like
appearing at that festival, too, were just like, oh, my God, they had to
have
gotten some money somewhere.
You do.
Well, whenever I see, like, outside shots in different locations, I'm like, ooh, was that guerrilla filmmaking?
I know.
It's so funny, like, once you start making stuff, you start having those images in your brain.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, oh, is that someone's bedroom that they made to look like this thing? Or was
exactly.
But and then it's like such an exciting thing to know when they pull it off.
Yeah.
And the fact that they might not have a very good budget, but they use their creativity to the best of their ability.
You don't, yeah.
That to me is exciting.
Yeah. No, I agree.
There was a guy in the last block that I met, and he did like this music video just all on his iPhone. Like, at the end of it said all on the iPhone. He goes, oh yeah, but oh, and I edited it all right here with these apps, and he's showing me the apps, and I'm going, wait, you did that whole thing on your phone?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, and right now I just finished a feature film and I edited it on my app, and I'm going, what the heck? A dude made an entire feature film on his phone, edited on it, and everything. I mean, it was just so crazy.
Not something I want to do.
It's so exciting to know that we have that kind of technology.
Yeah, that's literally what, like, all these 13, 14-year-olds do now. They all make fun. Like, all make fun of it. It's the way that the world's going.
And it's beautiful because, it takes away any excuse of, like, oh, well, I don't have this camera. Oh, I don't have this. Oh, I don't. Well, what do you have? What do you have? You know?
I just taught a workshop in St. Pete on Sunday. And one of the things at the end was like, you have a movie studio in your pocket.
It's literally
a movie studio in your pocket. You can do everything you need. You can buy additional lenses for it. You can buy stabilizers. You can have tripods. Everything you could possibly need. And you can shoot 4K. You can shoot slow motion. Just make stuff on your phone.
Oh, yeah. GarageBand, right? You can make your own soundtrack.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Right now, look at, I'm podcasting. Like, there are apps where you can podcast for free, and then they put up on iTunes and Spotify, and you go, what the heck? This is happening right now?
Yeah.
Used to be this big conundrum of, like, how do I even do that? Now it's like, oh, here's an app, and there you go, just hit record.
I know.
It's so exciting.
I'm just starting to delve into the iPhone thing because I really am curious with what you can do with it. I don't know yet, but there was that film at Sundance about the two...
Tangerine.
Yes, that's amazing that they did that on an iPhone. So, yeah, you do. You have a studio in your pocket, and you don't know. You don't realize it, a lot of people. And you're right, it takes away all the excuses.
Yeah.
That's one of
it puts
mine.
All the power in our hands,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it gets away
yeah.
that middleman that everyone talks about, the infamous middleman.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So you become the everything.
You are it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but the thing is, it gets into your head, that strange stuff about how, oh, do I have the right camera for this? And all that insecurity.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, it just, I got so tired of lugging all that junk around, I want to simplify. And with an iPhone, you can really simplify. Like you said, just a few tiny little lenses, the stabilizer or something like that, and you can really get going with it. So,
oh, my God. I love the fact that you can collaborate with people across the internet, too.
Yeah.
There's some guys a couple of days ago that I met where
there were only a few times where they actually met physically to talk about stuff. The other times it was over Skype or just through email or, oh yeah, can you edit from this point to that point? I did this part. Oh yeah, just add that special effect thing.
On Cole, we used Frame.io. Awesome. Have you ever?
Yeah, you know, great.
I would view it. My editor in another city would, you know, get my notes underneath film, and then she would cut it to trim it and, you know, do all that stuff.
I noticed that Vimeo does something cool like that too. Like you can actually leave notes on the screen.
Yeah, that's really handy. Yeah. I didn't realize they do that, but I guess they're taking the Frame.io idea. Everybody likes that now. So
that's what we did for the Black Pumpkin movie. There were like four or five of us giving notes, but to these people in New York who are editing it, and so it was just like really cool to be able to go boop, you know, and then write the note up there and know that when they see that it goes, it just pops up there for them.
It's so good.
Oh man, it's just it feels so good to be living in this, you know, and. The fact that terabyte hard drives
are cheaper. That's the problem. It's like, no excuses anymore.
Yeah.
Now I just have to do it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Now their responsibility's back on your shoulders, right?
Yeah. Can't get away with it.
I guess we got to clear the scene.
Oh, right? Boy.
Sorry.
Well, howdy, Pilgrim. I reckon you know by now you're listening to the Inspirato Projecto podcast. Well, if you're thinking you're gonna get any better than this, I would have to tell you you're highly mistaken. Hang in there, Padre. Yippee-ki-yay!
I'm standing on a golf course right now. Yali Cruz in a bungalow thing behind me where we're all staying tonight. This place is big on the inside. I'm standing outside on this golf course, and I'm watching wild turkeys running across. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They're all running across. I'm trying to get sounds of them. Let's see if we can get sounds of these guys if I get close enough. Let's see what we can do. Oh, shit. Those guys stopped. No, go ahead. Go ahead. I almost broke their chain. Are those turkeys? That was Christian. Let's see if I could get the real turkeys talking. Let's see what we can do here. Let's check it out. They're walking away from me right now. They're near a tire swing. I'm trying to capture the sounds of these turkeys. Can you hear them? They're not making any sounds. They're walking quickly. They notice I'm chasing them. I'm walking slowly. Okay, now they're pausing because there are a couple older guys golfing. A guy in a light blue shirt and then a guy in a lighter blue shirt. One's wearing a tan hat. The other's wearing a white hat. I wonder how often these turkeys go loose. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 turkeys.
It's incredible.
Incredible. I gotta tell you, the way that the sun is coming through the clouds right now, or the trees, is just phenomenal. Oh boy, okay, wait. We have a turkey situation here. Golf carts. Okay, now the turkeys are confronted with golfers. Oh gosh. These guys are trying to put them into the tees. Okay, so got two golfers on the left. Unfazed by the turkey. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 turkeys. 8? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You guys keep moving. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, 7. 7 turkeys. To my right, you can hear a clinkle clankle. This is an American flag flapping gallantly into the wind. I've got a beautiful golf course out here. It's extraordinary. Ooh, I just got flashes of the prisoner. Like there's this little downward spiral in the way, just the way there's like almost like cobblestone along the wall. It reminds me so much of The Prisoner. Wow, look at how those... That light comes through there, man. Beautiful here. Take a listen to this. This is sound of the flagpole flapping in the wind. Isn't it great? You can hear it at a distance. You know, a portion of this, it looks like something like from Norway. I've never been in Norway, but just like images in my brain or pieces that I've had in my brain. I had a dream one time being in Norway. It was this open field, kind of close to what I'm looking at right now. This has like a river going through. There's like a bridge. It's like rock. It looks like something you'd see like trolls or goblins. It's, I mean, very medieval. No wonder people love playing golf out here. It's very medieval. The way that these trees are, it looks like there'd be a little hobbit walking across the bridge at any point. And especially the way that the sun is coming down over the mountain. The way that it comes down over the mountain. So crazy, am I having so much deja vu right now? It's crazy, I brought the rainbow moonstone today. There's another bridge. I'm looking at what looks like a... Wait, hold on, smell that. Oh my God, that is fresh. I'm looking out, let's say pretend this is sort of like a Tatooine. I mean, this is really just a large golf course. I see some sand divots and a lot of grass. But then these two little golf carts whizzing by in the distance. Now there's another one. It's like they're land speeders, a bunch of little land speeders. That'd be cool to see some land speeders in a Star Wars film. Oh my God, this is astounding. I was experiencing it. It was so crazy because I'm noticing more and more and more lately the dreams that I'm having are reflecting themselves into my waking life. It's crazy. It's astounding. It blows my mind. More and more and more and more and more. And then, of course, I come across this gateway experience thing. Did I talk about that? The CIA document that was released? It was actually the study was done in 1983. It was set for release 2003. And then 2017 is when it was made available to the public. It's called the Gateway Experience. And this FBI agent ended up finding out how to... He went through all this stuff that I think I was telling you about, finding out about remote viewing, finding out about all of these interesting facts about quantum mechanics and all these things that have been deemed as occult or, or frightening or satanic or what have you. He just found out, like, what the information I found, just a purely objective, is not... the information I discovered is not dangerous to any religion. It's not dangerous to any belief system. It's not something that is harmful to anybody or anything. This is just information that I've discovered that is true
and tried, and you know, there's like 15, 16 pages of this that's released. So you ought to check it out. Gateway Experience. Check it out. Gateway Experience CIA PDF. Put that in there. Oh shit. Wait, are we in the we're in the wrong place, aren't we? We in the wrong place? Oh god. I just walked up to that door and I didn't see anybody in there that I recognized. Shit. Oh my god. Or did I? Or was it? Were those people that I recognized? Oh my god, what am I doing? I got lost. I'm lost, 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 and it's okay. I'm lost, I'm lost, I'm lost, I'm lost, I'm lost, I'm lost, I'm lost today. But it's okay, hey, hey, I've got tech. Nalo J, it's okay, cause right now is all of today. I see turkeys on the field, block, 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 block. They're running across the greens, block, 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 block. I see sand pits all around. Blah, 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 blah. And I see them give me frowns, cause I'm not dressed like them. And that's what's so funny, I'm not dressed like them at all. But I'll be entertaining them later on, later on. I'll be entertaining them later on, later on. They'll have their dancing shoes on. They'll have dinner jackets on. They just don't know it right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5. Well, look at that synchronicity. 5. 5 turkeys to my left. There's hay in the foreground. There's a another go-kart. I'm going to stand in the shadow. Look at this. So the sun is coming over the horizon. I'm standing on a hill, and I see my shadow right now. I'm moving my hand. I move my hand. There it is. So I want you, future self, and you at-home viewers, to realize that this is happening right now, okay? It's like an eyeball, making myself the eyeball. Oh, yeah, okay, there it is. You're upside down right now. I just made an eyeball. I just made myself into an eyeball. Oh, God, this is great. This is great. I just made myself into an eyeball as a shadow. Here we go. Well, let's go like this. It's an eyeball, eyeball, eyeball shadow. Oh, it's an eyeball, eyeball, eyeball shadow. Oh, didn't you know that when the light shines just right, just right, just right, when the light shines just right, it's quite dynamite and out of sight. It's all right. Oh, there it is. Oh, there it is. Those people. I did recognize them. It is the right place. All right, we're going back. We're going back. I'm not lost, you see? I found myself. I was the buried treasure. Infinity marks the spot, folks. The X is merely the crossroads at which that infinity intersects. Oh God, thank God it's you guys. It was you guys this first time.
Did you get hit by any balls in the head?
I thought that was going to happen. Oh. That was an optical illusion.
Can you walk down by the pool area?
No.
Let's go walk down to the pool, man.
But I watched some action. I watched some action happen out there.
You watched some turkey action?
A turkey action! I really try to get their voices on audio.
The vision of knowing you when you're 90, and you'll be sitting the exact same way, in the exact same
position. Look what we get to do, you guys. Look what we get to do.
It's going to get dark soon, and then I'm going to get scared. He's got his own fucking
cat. Oh, yeah, yeah. Caddyshack. Has anyone asked them where the Caddyshack is yet?
Because
you know what? If they tell us where the Caddyshack is, guess what? That means we get free autographs by Bill Murray.
No, man. No, man. No way.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now going to dip our hand into a turtle Chex Mix family size. Let me see what this is. You gotta be kidding me. Nom, nom, nom.
Hey, Kurt.
Yeah?
Smart move with the peanut butter, jelly, and bread.
Thank you!
Because that'll last you all week.
Yeah.
I'm driving around and being like, I almost want to like pull up and be like, Kurt!
Do a hand one to you through the window.
Make me a sandwich, throw it over. That's right. No, I'm going to drink the beer, but I will happily walk with you.
But I'm thinking, like, as we're driving, we're on the freeway, we're like, hey, here it is!
Yeah.
You're just like, you know, reaching out.
Yeah. I lost all the jelly, but it's still good!
Oh, man, it's just flapping in the wind. I'm too busy eating Turtle Chex Mix chips. Polly.
I'm only closing this so we don't distract the golfers who are trying to putt.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. That's right. I'm very inconsiderate. I'm very inconsiderate. I'm talking with my mouth open while I'm eating. Terrible. We'll talk more later. I just noticed there's an espresso machine here.
The propaganda and agitation drones of the Mekong Marketing Department have for years led us to believe the notion that Mekong itself has been ingrained into our genetics ever since a very specific moment in our evolution as a species. Primitive human, fatigued from a hungry day of hunting, finally satiated by a belly of delicious, freshly cooked meat product, begins to act a fool. And the rest is history. The Meat Clown Meat Solution. Not the first, won't be the last. But the reality of it is, you can order anytime from www.meatclownbuttons.bigcartel.com. It's Meat Clown approved.